anywhere. The WGCH National News Report on the hour at 9, and then at 9:02, another edition of Spotlight on Medicine. WGCH News Center time is 8:51. First Thursday of the month is the time we check in with State Representative Kimberly Fiorello of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Happy Thursday. Very good.
All right. Little tired late night last night after the session ended?
It's been, I think I've gotten home at 2 a.m. every day this week, but I'm happy to be up on this beautiful day and give you a report, you and our wonderful listeners.
All right. Tell us your thoughts. First, kind of an overview of the session. How was it in your view?
Well, it's my first time serving in a short session. And it was really busy. There was such a flurry of bills that came before us. But I am really grateful that in terms of 830G and the zoning bills that we care so much about in our community, a lot of that was, they didn't pass. But I'll get to what did pass. The budget passed this a few days ago. We have a biennium budget, which means in the first term, we pass a two-year budget. So the second year is really for adjustments to the budget, ideally, emergency or truly needed adjustments. In that sense, I think the headlines are that this is the biggest tax cut for Connecticut, and that really is because we had so much revenue with inflation and other issues and federal money. It was just the coffers of the state was just filled. And so they were able to give tax cuts. At the same time, though, that residents should care is that this did increase spending also. So this is a budget that the original budget for fiscal year 23 to the now new budget fiscal year 23. It's a 6.3% increase in spending, and that's another $500 million on new programs that we've launched in our state, which I don't necessarily think is great news. And it also does set us for a fiscal cliff. Republicans did try to add in more broad-based tax cuts. We wanted to remove the trucking tax that we put on last year, which is going to, continue to put pressure on all of the consumables that get trucked into our states. But nevertheless, the other good news is we passed juvenile justice. There were quite a few Republican ideas in here. It did require judges. The problem in juvenile justice, Tony, is a lot of it is held in secret because of respect for the age of the youth. So, but this did require some transparency and accountability. We required that judges have to articulate a reason for denying an application for detention. This bill also looked at detention as a more reasonable course. It did allow police to hold juveniles for 2 hours extra beyond the current 6 hours as they are trying to reach the parent or the adult in charge of the child. And there was also provisions for GPS tracking of repeat serious offenders of juveniles. And this is a good step for our state towards public safety. And just two more bills I wanted to mention is we did pass a, what I think is considered kind of cutting edge abortion bill. The one part is we provided legal protections, preemptive legal protection so that if somebody comes from out of state to have an abortion here and they return to their state, the person, the abortionist in Connecticut, the provider cannot be sued by anyone in the state that the person came from where abortion is illegal. And then we codified the expansion of different providers who can do it. It's not just MDs now, but we codified that nurses, midwives, and PAs, physician assistants, can do aspiration abortions, which are vacuum abortions. We can talk more if you want to ask me about that. And then we passed Juneteenth, Emancipation Day, is now a paid holiday in Connecticut. And to me, I think this is a holiday for all people to celebrate and remember the great cause of emancipation It's so related to the ideals that our country was founded on. And that was yesterday.
All right. And quick, did you support the abortion bill?
I did not, Tony. My stance is legal, safe, and rare on abortion. This was a squirrely bill. It removed the word woman from the statutes, abortion statutes in Connecticut. And I don't believe in preemptive laws. It's a legal situation that doesn't exist. And it was kind of a just-in-case scenario. I mean, it was kind of out there. And in terms of expanding and codifying more professionals who can do it, there was evidence. This was about expanding the code of practice. Midwives, there's a lot of questions as to whether or not they're trained and is this really in their code of practice. There were questions about process. If we're expanding code of practice of medical professionals in the state of Connecticut, you need to have the input of the Department of Public Health. And the commissioner did not come to testify on this bill. She did not participate in a live public hearing. And that's kind of what I learned a lot in how bills are passing in our state, is that process is really important to law and order and transparency for the people. And a lot of bills don't get the right treatment that the people of Connecticut deserve. And so, no, I did not support that bill.
All right, Representative Fiorello, time's up. Thanks very much for your time this morning. Rest up, and we'll talk again in June. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Happy Thursday, everyone.
All right, that's State Representative Kimberly Fiorello. Next Thursday, State Representative.